You know, if somebody's talking about how unhappy they are with their work, or that they're disillusioned or dissatisfied, this is an opportunity for us to offer to show them something that's going to help them get out of that situation. But it's a tricky moment, and we have to handle it delicately, because what we need to be mindful of is that whatever we say does not seem to be self-serving, but it's simply something that may actually help the person we're talking to. And I found asking an intermediate question really quite helpful at this stage, because what we want to do is get our person thinking that there may be alternatives without it seeming that we are presenting alternatives. Because if we find ourselves presenting an alternative, it could trigger a feeling in the person that we're speaking to that we're trying to sell to them or persuade them in some way. And we don't want to trigger that defensive reaction. So the question I think that is valuable to ask is a really very straightforward question. And it's, have you ever thought of looking at anything else? Or have you ever looked at anything else? Or have you ever looked at another way to earn your living? And see what they have to say. Because what we want to do is get to the stage where we're delivering the message, and the message, as you know, is, you know, you were saying about being disillusioned at work in whatever way they were saying. Well, I think I might be able to help you with that. I don't know if it's for you, obviously, only you can decide that. But I've got, and here you either offer to let them have a look at some videos or arrange a cup of coffee so you can have a one-to-one with them, whichever those approaches is the most appropriate in the moment. And you're making it much more likely that they'll be interested in your information or your one-to-one because you've triggered their curiosity in such a way as they think there might be an opportunity here for them.